60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, over the last few years, millennials have been accused of killing off a lot of stuff that Americans used to love. Mm-hmm. Things like department stores, newspapers, cable TV, respect, and self-worth.
Oh.
Who needs self-worth when you got likes on Instagram?
That's a good
By the
point.
Way, follow me on Instagram, at Jubal Fresh. Make me feel important, God. Please. But now, there's another thing to add to the list, and millennials aren't even sorry about it. Soon, you may never hear the sound of one of these.
A doorbell?
Yep. Doorbells are now officially dead. It's old technology, like dial-up internet, cassette tapes, or the telegraph machine.
We don't even have a doorbell.
You
like,
don't?
No, we like redid our kitchen and took the doorbell out and just never replaced
it. Do you have like the Ring system?
There's a button. No, it just doesn't connect to anything.
Well, millennials say that just the thought of a ringing doorbell when you arrive at someone's house gives you anxiety.
Really?
So how are you supposed to let the person know that you're there? Texting, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's not just ringing doorbells. They aren't answering their own either. Millennials say that if someone rings the doorbell, it's probably somebody they don't know, so they won't answer the door.
Yeah, it's like a phone call. See? If someone's calling me, I'm
if
like,
my doorbell rings, I don't know if someone's coming over, I instantly am in the closet holding a baton, just waiting for someone to come in there so I can beat the crap out of them. I'm scared.
Well, it's a Girl Scout just trying to sell you some cookies.
Yeah.
One millennial said, quote, doorbells legit scare me now. I jump every time. It seems so aggressive when you could just text it.
But when was the last time you rang one? I haven't rang a doorbell in forever.
I know, but still.
You just text here.
Yeah, or you knock, but still.
Another said, I'm texting you, I'm here, from at least 2 miles away to make sure that you're at the door when I pull up. Ringing a doorbell is like a voice call at this point. It's either an elderly relative or some kind of scam. So
that is so true.
How do you feel about doorbells? Text it in 78592. All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come to the studio with a hat full of names to draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
I got Jose, and in parentheses, plug Jubal's Instagram.
Whoa, that is so nice of everybody to do that. At Jubal Fresh, by the way.
Why? All right,
Jose's got the shock caller. And while he puts that on, Jeff, please read Jose the shock caller question of the day.
We all remember back when we were growing up getting disciplined by our parents and thinking, when I'm an adult, I would never treat my kid that way. And a new survey found that 54% of parents in the U.S. think they're more relaxed about house rules than their mom and dad were. And the survey also found the most common house rules that parents today have. So say a number between 1 and 5, I'll tell you what it is.
4.
So 4 is before you can play, you have to finish your homework.
Okay.
And so with that in mind, name the rest of the top 5 in no particular order.
Chores today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No. House rules.
House rules.
Like, rules of the house.
Okay.
Like you can't run in the living room, or you have to take your shoes off at the door.
Yes. You bring drugs in, you got to split them.
Exactly.
Right.
Bring enough for everybody.
Yeah.
Your family sounds cool.
I can't even think of what our house rules are.
Well, there was always something before you go to bed, right? Brush your teeth or... But is it...
That could be, I mean, brushing your teeth should be more than a house rule. It should be something that you do.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of house rules. I'm still thinking about chores. I need to get back to house, like help the house, or do the dishes. Take the garbage out. Things like that.
Those are just chores.
Yeah.
You have to think of things that like make parents nervous or like that they worry about that they want their kids to do.
Like no jumping on the couch.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
No standing on top of the dining room table.
All right. Let's do this.
That has to be specific.
Hint. Say another number and I'll give it to you.
Okay, 3.
So number 3 is no phones while at the dinner table.
Okay. Got it. So I'm going to guess no phones at the dinner table for 1.
That's a good choice.
Okay, good job.
Read the question one more time.
A recent survey found the most common house rules that parents today have for their children. You have to name the rest of the top 5. I've already given you no phones at the table, and before you can play, you have to finish your homework. Did your parents have any rules for you growing up?
I don't think they did.
Yeah, I don't think they did either, honestly.
Did either. I've heard stories of Jose's childhood, and it was pretty free reign.
I mean, I got spanked a lot, but that's not a rule.
That's not a rule. Like,
I know, I'm just saying. I'm trying to think of it. What about you, Brick?
Like, no eating, no eating in the living room.
Okay, that makes sense.
Like, no food in the living room is a rule. No.
See, we could have food in our living room. Is that common? Are you guys allowed food in your living room?
No TV. The
living room, but not upstairs.
Oh, no TV.
After 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was no TV after a certain time. And then there was... I always had to... I'm trying to relate, like, doing the dishes to something or taking out the garbage.
You pick up your toys off,
yeah,
off the
pick
floor.
Up your toys. Pick That's a toys. Really good one. My little nephew,
no
Mateo.
No toys on the floor. Okay.
And then one more, you guys. We can do this as a team. I believe in us.
Giving you a lot.
No...
Running in the house.
Running in the house.
Wow, good job.
You
came up with three.
I did it.
A recent survey found the most common house rules parents have for their kids today. I already gave you no phones at the table. And before you can play, you have to finish your homework. You had to name the rest of the top five. Number one rule that everybody seems to have is having a curfew. You have to be home by a certain time. Number two is always use the words please and thank you.
Oh, manners.
And number five is always put things back where you found them. It's the number one rules that kids break in their house.
Definitely.
I don't think they've ever done it.
All right. You got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Sweet But Psycho by it Avamax or Avamax?
Avamax. That song is so annoying. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, she's sweet, but she's psycho, a little bit psycho. At night, she's screaming, I'm out of my mind.
That song is bad. All right, your phone test coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brook and Jewel in the morning.